Oh, it does. It looks marvellous now. The cherry blossoms are just starting to come out. And next Saturday, we've got everything from our normal store holders. We've got sword fighting. And a special at midday, we're lucky we're having the Governor of Tasmania come and unveil a plaque for us for honour of the Victoria League.
Your key time of the whole year is spring, and spring has well and truly sprung.
Yeah, it really is. And we're making the garden a more and more a family-orientated place. And with our new children's area, with a teepee and our fairy, it's a day that the whole family, even if you're not a great gardener, you can come and still have a top day.
The largest in the Southern Hemisphere, and it's right here in Burnie.
Absolutely, and we're trying to get out and let the local community all along the northwest coast and the west coast to come and find our garden. A lot of people think it's just a hidden treasure, and we don't want it to be hidden.
We want it to come out of the shadows, don't we?
Absolutely.
So a big day planned for this Saturday. It's the Spring Festival, market stalls, as you just alluded to there, live music, a lot of locals playing on the day.
All local produce storeholders. It's a real Tasmanian Northwest day.
If you're interested in buying some plants, you'll be able to do that on the day as well.
Big plant stalls open from 10 a.m. Come and see the specials we've got. Come and see our Wallamine pie, that's pretty special. Get in early and hit the plant store early before we run out.
And you've got lunch sorted because you'll have the sausage sizzle there and the garden's famous tea rooms, which are run by volunteers, and they are the backbone to any great business, and they do a great job, don't they, the volunteers?
Oh, the volunteers. I mean, the average volunteer does 4.5 hours volunteering a week. We have volunteers doing 25, 30 hours a week just to keep the place going. Without the volunteers, we wouldn't be open.
Are weddings booked up there too?
Yes. We've got the cruise ship season starting on the 5th of November. We've got bus tours, functions. It's not too late to book a Christmas function if you want, and there's still a few dates available. Yeah, contact the garden direct by phone or get on our website. If people that may not be able to make it on Saturday, Sunday, the day after, Spring Festival is notoriously a top day weather-wise for some reason, and people flock there. So our platypus have been well-behaved. They're coming out all day, every day now. Very soon we'll have cameras under the water in Lake Pearl so people all around the world can watch our platypus play around underwater.
Nice.
But you often see them toddling across the road from one lake to another. Yeah, we've never been able to determine how many we've got, but they're certainly happy.
Well, that's good. We've got to keep them happy. The Ebu Valley Rhododendron Gardens Big Spring Festival this coming Saturday between 10 and 3. Admission is $15 for adults, and if you've got a concession card, just use that for 13, and it's just off Cascade Road at 55 Breffni Road in Burnie. You have a website, Jeff, and that website is emuvalleyrodo.com.au. Come along and check out the wonderful colour at the great Emu Valley Rhododendron Garden and the Spring Festival. And Jeff, thank you very much for your time this morning to tell us all about it on 7B Breakfast. I'm sure it will go well.
Wonderful, and thanks for 7BU's support. It's fantastic.